Morgan. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump is expecting $5 trillion in U.S. investments after his tariffs take effect. On Wednesday, new reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. More than 400,000 people are still without power after deadly storms hit the Midwest yesterday. At least six deaths have been confirmed. A truck driver was killed in Indiana when intense winds blew his semi over and a tree fell onto a trailer in Oklahoma, killing one person. Three out of four U.S. soldiers stationed at Fort Stewart in southeast Georgia were found dead in Lithuania on Monday. Liz Kennedy reports.
The soldiers from the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team, 3rd Infantry Division, went missing on March 25th while attempting to repair an immobilized vehicle with their M88A2 Hercules. Their armored recovery vehicle was found submerged on March 26, leading to a six-day recovery operation. A fourth soldier is still missing and an investigation is ongoing. They were deployed in support of Operation Atlantic Resolve. I'm Liz Kennedy.
The two NASA astronauts who spent 9 months aboard the International Space Station unexpectedly are thankful to be home.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to hug my husband and hug my dogs. And I'll say that order in that order.
NASA's SpaceX Crew 9, Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, had to stay on the ISS a lot longer than expected after their Boeing Starliner spacecraft was deemed unsafe to return in. A missing painting of President George Washington has been recovered by Colorado police. The 200-year-old painting was reported stolen in January 2024. It was found abandoned in a Denver hotel room. A staff member at the hotel gave it to a man who was staying there, and he eventually returned it to police. I'm Brian Shook.
Hey, it's Bob Williams. Who's cutting?
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey Chime Time. It's 11:03.
Now, here comes New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Well, the wreck was cleared on Route 21 in Newark, northbound at Exit 4, so good news there. The crash on the shoulder, still northbound car lanes of the turnpike at Exit 8. Another one farther north, exiting at Interchange 9 in East Brunswick. And on the parkway, southbound wreck at 131B in Metro Park in the Woodbridge area. Also, the on-ramp cleared, entering the parkway from 78 West to the southbound parkway. There was an accident on that ramp, no more. Route 80 closed both directions, exit 34 in Wharton, because of the sinkhole, of course, as we go across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey. GW Bridge, lower level, scheduled to close, not quite yet, though. We are looking at a good ride at the Lincoln, the Holland Tunnel, should be losing a lane shortly. Traffic every 15 minutes, Nick Shaport. 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Got something to say? Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Now's the perfect time.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, breezy for the overnight and turning cooler, lows in the lower 40s. And for the rest of your Tuesday forecast, turning out mostly sunny, breezy, cooler overall compared to recent days with highs in the middle 50s. Tuesday night mainly clear, chilly, lows in the lower 30s. And for Wednesday, more clouds and sun, breezy for the afternoon with a high near 50. Turning warmer again for Thursday with some showers and a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Your New Jersey temperature is 60.